Right, let's talk to a legend of football and punditry. Good morning, Mr. Alan Hansen.
Good morning, Christopher. How are you doing? You all right?
I am very well, pal. How are you getting on?
I'm great. I'm fantastic.
Are you enjoying yourself out here?
I've had a great time. I've only played golf once, and that's been the downside, but and I played particularly badly as well, so...
We were saying the other day, actually, you can tell how much golf is being played by the BBC production team by how dark their tans are when we see it on BBC One covering the game from Berlin.
That's right. The boys have been out in force, and... Lineker's actually played more than me. Lee Dixon's played more than me.
You can tell Lineker has.
Lineker's looking like David Dickinson. He's had that much golf.
He's never been off the golf course.
All right.
Should concentrate in presentation for a bit.
we'll let you tell him that. All right, so first things first then. What did you make of yesterday?
Well, I thought the big turning point was when the England manager put on the Leeds United player, Alan Lennon. And that was supposed to be funny.
No,
because
do you know?
I've been listening to the programme.
No,
you're trying to tell me that Aaron Lennon still plays for Leeds.
No, he doesn't. I'm sure, though, he's probably still getting paid by Leeds.
Actually, I nearly signed for Leeds in 1975, which is a long time ago, and I've always been a Leeds United supporter at heart.
They see.
If you had signed, you'd probably still be under contract. They'd still be paying you, Alan.
It might have been totally different.
What
did I think of the England performance? It wasn't very good, and it's a certainty if they play like that in the knockout stages, they'll be knocked out. It was slow, it was lethargic, it was laboured. The theory is that if you play against teams that get men behind the ball, the lesser the team, the lesser the player is, you should be able to move them quicker and easier. But unfortunately for England yesterday, man, they didn't play particularly well. And to be fair, the England manager, the substitutions made the difference. They got Aaron Lennon wide, and he came on and he had a bit of pace and a bit of penetration, and certainly he made the difference. But the priority was winning the match, which they did, and he'll have the luxury of doing whatever he wants to do against Sweden, but certainly they'll have to improve if they're going to win the World Cup.
Would you have put Rooney on yesterday?
Well, I listened to you and you said definitely not, so who am I to go against what you think?
No, we're just concerned about the long-term future, Alan, in as much as I can't believe that bone is completely healed as yet, and if he gets crunched by some big centre out, then that's him out for months.
Well, the argument was that, again, if you're going to get him fit and sharp for the knockout stages, then he's got to participate at some stage. I don't think the 20 minutes that he had yesterday will do him any harm as far as his fitness is concerned. Obviously, the big concern was for the boy himself, and as much as what you're saying is right, if somebody had come and crunched him. But I'm sure the medical people looked at him, because there's a certain manager in Manchester called Alex Ferguson that would not have been totally enamoured if he hadn't been 100% fit. So from that point of view, I'm sure they got it right.
Credit to Trinidad and Tobago yesterday.
Oh, they were magnificent.
For the game plan.
They played great against Sweden, and they played with such heart and vigour, and they had a couple of chances themselves. Again, the good news for England is the two centre-backs are playing exceedingly well. John Terry was just such a leader yesterday, and that'll... hold them in good stead for the forthcoming matches, for the bigger and harder test. But certainly the big concern was the way England played for about 60-65 minutes, where they're trying to tell us that they're 13% fitter than they were 4 years ago, but it didn't look like that.
No, it didn't look like that at all.
It didn't at all.
From our...
They should play anybody that's connected to Leeds United in English should definitely be playing this team, and that is, there's no bias whatsoever on that at all.
No, not at all. Yeah. Reese, our executive producer, has a very interesting fact about Scotland. Reese, are you not going to do it? Are you going to make Dave do it?
He was just saying before, Alan, with regards to Trinidad and Tobago and the Scottish nation as a whole, apparently the sales of mangoes in Scotland have gone through the roof in the last couple of weeks as a result of many, many Caribbean-themed evenings in support of their new adopted nation.
Apparently, they've quadrupled.
Quadrupled, apparently, the sale of mangoes in your home nation.
It's the same as Paraguay strips, isn't it?
Yeah.
They've been sold out of them replica strips as well. There's just this Scotland-England thing. You quite like us and we hate you. I don't know why that is, to be fair.
And then everyone getting down to IKEA this week, then, I would imagine, with their self-assembly.
It might be something to do with history, but... You'll be able to tell me differently.
We love everybody here, Alan.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
You're that sort of person.
Yeah. Many, many a good Scottish person has played for Leeds United through the years.
Well,
so
exactly.
Of course, that's a nation that we love and respect.
Of course you do.
Yeah. All right, so what's the deal for today? Are you working today or do you get a break?
I'm actually doing Argentinian today, so I'm really looking forward to that because They're one of my tips to win the World Cup. I think they're a great side. I think Riquelme is a majestic player. He really is. We saw him play against England, Geneva, and again against Ivory Coast. He was absolutely brilliant. So we're going to do a bit on him before the match, and hopefully it's going to be a great game.
We obviously, as many people do, in workplaces around the UK, are also joining in a sweepstake. Do you do it at your end?
Well, they have, you know, who's going to win the World Cup, but they have this big thing where you go game by game and you put €10 in and the winner takes all. But it was a bit boring for me, to be honest with you, because it was so time consuming then. And what happens is every Saturday in life we have a sweep at the BBC and I never win it. It's always, what you do is you try and predict the scores in every match. And it's always a young girl in the office that hasn't got a clue that puts, like, you know, 3-0 for something, and it always comes up. So whenever I do anything like that, I'm absolutely useless. So I've just decided no more.
In our sweepstake, Alan, one of our esteemed colleagues, Colin Murray, couldn't be bothered to turn up, so I drew for him, and I drew Brazil, which he was obviously pleased with. Then on my draw, I got Togo, which is...
Dave, you've always been lucky, haven't you?
Well, clearly not.
Why?
Well, just luck doesn't run with me.
Why? Do you think that Togo won't...
I don't think the Togo are going to win the World Cup, put it that way.
Win the World Cup, no? For what reason, Dave?
Because...
Dave, I'll tell you what, on a Saturday, I have watched in awe with your predictions on a Saturday.
I tell you what, I did okay last season.
Honestly, you're the worst I've ever seen in my life.
I came third.
No, it doesn't matter. The fact that you're participating means that you're the worst I've ever seen in my life.
Right, let's do some predictions then, Dave. Yeah. Tell Mr. Hansen your predictions today for the... Well, go for the Argentina game first.
Argentina 2, Serbia, Montenegro 0.
Oh, Dave, you're taking a hell of a chance here.
I'm sticking my neck on the line.
That's what I like about you, always taking a chance. Right then, what about England-Sweden?
England-Sweden, I believe, will be 1-0 to England.
Oh, I'm taking another chance.
I'm talking, Dave, Alan.
Dave, I've got to go. Honestly, I can't stand it anymore. I'm sorry. I'll tell you what, I've got every bit of respect for you, but you're out with empties, I'm afraid.
Could you just do me a favour, Alan, before you go?
Yep.
Could you just say for me, do you know...
I can't say.
We've been up very early today.
Tough being us.
I should be up at the crack of seven. On the Three Lions song, right, the Biddy and Skinner song, right, it features your good self.
Right.
Could you give us your famous line from the top of the song, please?
I can't remember. What is it?
Well, don't you say we'll go on getting bad results?
That's right.
We'll go on getting bad results. And it fades like that, you see.
We'll go on getting bad results.
There you go. It's like a proper one.
Now I'm a happy man.
Yeah, of course, you're all, Chris, you're always happy.
Enjoy your golf, Alan.
Yes, I will do.
Yeah.
Great speaking to you guys.
Have a good time. Cheers, pal. Bye-bye. Alan Hansen, what a love. You see? You know, slightly bit more excitable than Gary Lineker, of course, who was maybe only miserable because we're keeping him from his golf. 20-1 today, Match of the Day live with Mr. Hansen. That's the Argentina game. Tonight, it's World Cup Match of the Day. What are you saying?
20-2.
What did I say?
20-1.
Did I?
Yeah.
20-2. Match of the Day live, and then World Cup Match of the Day tonight with Adrian Charles and Gavin Peacock and Gordon Strachan. Argentina's at 2, Holland Ivory Coast at 5, and then Mexico Angola at 8. Lovely. And then over the weekend, you've got games from Italy and the USA on Saturday. You've got Brazil and France on Sunday. They're not playing each other, they're playing other people as well. But it's very fun, isn't it?
Mm.
What's that noise? Oh, we'll go on getting bad results.
We like them, they hate us. England and Scotland, summed up.
Dominic, I hope you got some great clips there for the news.
He's very good, isn't he?
Yeah, Alan Hansen bridging the gap between Scotland and England.
Exactly.
One media-friendly soundbite of truth.
With a gift of mangoes.
So there you go. Did you know that, Reece, he was going to sign for Leeds?
No.
I tell you what, I bet he was gutted when that didn't happen. That could have changed his life. Mm. He could have been out in Germany now, commentating on football and playing golf every day. Crazy! Yeah. Right, so... let's get some news from Dominic in a few seconds.